Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him. That's the invitation we're given this weekend. We, the church who are the bride, being prepared to meet the bridegroom who is Christ. For all these weeks, we have been preparing for our stewardship renewal, and we come to the culmination of that this Sunday, this Commitment Sunday. So as we do each year at this time, we're going to use this time to complete our stewardship forms for all of you who are members of the cathedral. So the first thing I'd ask you to do, if you could find those forms at the end of the pews, perhaps along with some pencils or pens, and if you could pass them out so everyone can have one in front of them. You'll see that there are yellow forms for grades 5 through 12, our youth, and there are white forms for adults. So en este momento todos vamos a llenar los formularios de stewardship para nuestro compromiso. Hay formularios de amarillo para jóvenes de grados 5 a 12 y formularios de blanco para todos los adultos. Pido una forma por cada persona. So please make sure that everyone has one, if you will. And we ask that everyone from fifth grade and older who considers the cathedral their home parish, to please fill out a form. And some of you really like this is the one time of the year that I will tell you you're welcome to take out your phones if you want. Only if you take them out for one purpose. There's a QR code in the corner of both forms, and so if you want to scan the code and fill yours out electronically right now, you can do that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you can just fill one out on paper. So. And again, just a reminder, as you're beginning to look at the form, that the top part is just really important, valuable information about your name and address and phone number and email address and things that change so often. And then for all the ministries and activities below, you'll see where interested means something that you're not currently doing but would like to consider doing. And continue means something that you're already doing but you'd like to continue doing that thing. And as I say each year, you'll see a lot of things on the list, and it is okay to just mark one or two or three things. I always say, if you pick one thing and do it with all your heart, we'll be just fine. But if you see two or three things, whatever it is that you're called to do, to mark. Now, there may be something uniquely that you do or a skill that you have that's not on the form. So please write that down. Yeah, I know that some of you do very specific things to help the cathedral, or maybe you'd like to. So mark that down on that spot. Finally, at the end of the form, you'll see a place to renew your commitment or to make a commitment to tithing as well. This is not a binding commitment, and it's not a place to put an amount. It's just a place for you to renew your commitment to share your monetary blessings as well with the cathedral. So if you're not from the cathedral, I know we have lots of visitors here every Sunday. If you're not from the cathedral, thank you for your patience. Maybe you can pray a couple decades of the rosary or, you know, look over the readings again for a little bit this morning while we complete our renewal as a cathedral parish. So in a few minutes, I'll invite the ushers to come forward and they will gather the forms and then we'll continue after that. This time I'd invite the ushers to come forward and gather the forms. If you want to just pass them to the ends of the of the pews. They can gather them there. If you need a little bit more time, you're welcome to take some more time, and you can put it in the offertory later. You can give it to me after Mass, or if you even need to take it home with you and bring it back next weekend, that's fine if that helps you to make the commitment that you know you want to make.